This is your station, 88.9 KETR, and it is Friday. Happy to have Alice Reese join us, as she does each and every week, to talk about movies debuting this weekend. And Alice, how are you?
Just fine.
I don't know if we call this a slow week. Not a lot of movies I'm familiar with and have seen previews for, but that's nothing new. I sometimes miss these previews. How would you describe this week?
Slow.
Okay.
Dog Days. It's a good tie-in with one of the movies is called that, yes.
Yes, it is. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days. And is this the third?
Right. The third. The writer, Jeff Kinney, has had mega success with this Diary of a Wimpy Kid series of books. And now this is the third movie with the same characters. Greg Heffley, played by Zachary Gordon, has been in all three. The problem is that Zachary Gordon has grown, and his voice has changed. And now it's kind of like, he is a middle schooler. He's supposed to be going into eighth grade. But, you know, he's just aged out of the character. So
does he sound wimpy anymore?
No, he's not. He hadn't wimped out. He's just really too big. It is kind of like he could beat up the bullies that were beating him up. And
I see.
That kind of thing.
I mean, I do like it that they're able to keep the same characters. You know, it changes the dynamic of the movie when you change characters. But
well, I had thought they'd film them at the same time because I'd seen a preview. And from that, I thought, oh, those characters look the same. And then when I actually saw the movie, I realized that they'd all grown quite a bit. Except for one, the Indian kid, he's still very small. The rest of them are, you know, bigger and less convincing in their very childlike, immature roles. This is appealing to preteens. That's the big audience for this. Other adults will have a lot of trouble staying awake because it's just so simple and silly. Anyway, I called it, it reminded me of chopped up bits from old Ozzie and Harriet reruns. It's kind of just on and on little events. They go on a camping trip with the wilderness explorers. There's a Civil War reenactment. There's going to the country club. There's going to the amusement park. They get a dog, but nothing is pulled out long enough to really have any much humor to it.
I would assume you'd rank this third out of the three.
Yes. What I do like about all of them is that they have this line drawing, which is what the book has, these very simple characters, and they have those again, and that's my favorite part. These line drawings kind of come to life, and that's kind of creative. That's the only thing I could recommend about it. But the story is just so bland and flat. I just, you know.
Well, if they've seen all the new movies, if they've seen Batman and everything, is Ruby Sparks worth going to?
Yes, it's great. It's very different from Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Okay.
It's written by and starring Zoe Kazan, who's the granddaughter of Elia Kazan, the famous filmmaker and a dramatist, stage plays, and he's just a legendary character figure. And she has been, I've seen her in many things before as an actress, but this is her first screenwriting experience, and she's 26 years old. It's pretty amazing. But in this Ruby Sparks, there is a writer played by Paul Dano, and he had a huge success when he was 19 years old. He wrote a book sort of like Catcher in the Rye that's just become a classic. And now 10 years later, he's got writer's block. He can't do anything. He finally imagines this girl, and he starts to write about Ruby Sparks, his character. She's from Dayton, Ohio, and he makes up this whole backstory for her. And suddenly, she's in his house. She has come to life. And so it's kind of got magical realism, what they call. And this is a great comedy done by the same people, directed by the people who gave us Little Miss Sunshine. And when the character comes to life, it seems like, oh, he's got his ideal dream woman, and it's perfect. But he thinks he's the only one that can see her. But it turns out it's not like Harvey, the big rabbit. Everybody can see her. So she is real, but he's imagined her. And what happens is whenever he writes anything, well, she does it. So suddenly he makes her, he says she can speak French. So suddenly Ruby only speaks in French. It sounds like it would be a great idea, but then it goes way too far, and there's all kinds of problems that come out of it. And it gets pretty deep. It's a very fine movie.
Now, Little Miss Sunshine was the recipient of several awards, was it not?
4 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture, yes.
It
won several.
How would you classify Ruby Sparks on that level?
Oh, it's up to that. And her performance, Zoe's performance, is Oscar caliber. It's really fine.
Good. Well, there is some light shining through here if people want to get out and see a movie this weekend. What about Killer Joe?
Killer Joe is shocking. It's got an NC-17 rating, which we don't usually you see that. I think there was two movies last year that got it, so it's pretty rare. That's for nudity, sex, and violence, and this is very intense. Definitely not for children and not for a lot of adults either. I called it trailer trash meeting Greek tragedy. Hmm. It takes place in, of all places, Dallas. And it's the story of a young man, Chris, played by Emil Hirsch, who gets in trouble with the mob. He's a drug dealer, and he loses his stash, and so the goons, the mobsters, are out to get him, and so he needs money to pay them back. So he comes up with this wild scheme to kill his mother, get her killed by a hitman, and the hitman is played by Matthew McConaughey, who is a Dallas police detective, but who moonlights as a hitman. And his father, who I got to interview a couple of days ago, Ansel, played by Thomas Hayden Church, and Ansel's wife, Sharla, played by Gina Gershon, to also be conspirators in this plot. Well, these people are not really bright, and the whole thing comes apart, and it's called a comedy, and it is. It's very, very dark. But one of the best movies I've seen in quite a long time. But really? As I said, shocking and just so over the top and outrageous that some people will be very offended.
Does it warrant that NC-17 rating?
Yes, it does, okay. And more. Yes, it does. They said the stage play that it's based on by Tracy Letts was even worse,
Play was even worse.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the stage play.
Okay, Alice, thank you so much. We look forward to speaking with you again next week about upcoming movies.
Okay.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. Happy to have her volunteer time each Friday to speak with us. Your local newscast is next.